Hey, thank you, Basil, and a good Monday morning to you and Steve. There is more evidence today of the meticulous planning that mass shooter Stephen Pollack put into the attack a week ago today, in which he killed 58 Las Vegas concertgoers and injured hundreds of others. On CBS 60 Minutes, to be broadcast tonight, the Las Vegas police officers who stormed Paddock's 32nd floor hotel room speak publicly for the first time, and one tells correspondent Bill Whitaker about something he found.
I did notice a note on the nightstand near his shooting platform. I could see on it he had written the distance, the elevation he was on, the drop of what his bullet was going to be for the crowd. So he had that written down and figured out so he would know where to shoot to hit his targets from there.
What were the numbers? I'm just trying to. He had done calculations, or he.
Yeah, he had written. He must have done the calculations or gone online or something to figure it out, of what his altitude was going to be, on how high up he was, how far out the crowd was going to be,
frightening.
And what it. At that distance, what his drop of his bullet was going to be.
Really frightening. And Steve, that was one of the police officers from the Vegas Police Department who blasted his way into Stephen Pollack's hotel room.
Yeah, just amazing, isn't it, that he would go to that kind of trouble? Well, the investigators, are they any closer to working out why this madman did what he did?
Now, simple answer is no. They're still stumped about what drove that reclusive 64-year-old high-stakes gambler to begin shooting at the crowd. Kevin McCahill is the undersheriff in Clark County, and that includes Las Vegas.
To date, we have run down well more than 1,000 leads in this investigation. While some of it has helped create a better profile into the madness of this suspect, we do not still have a clear motive or reason why.
As a result, the FBI and local police there in Vegas are now asking for the public's further help in providing fresh tips and clues. And Steve and Basil, today at the crime scene, federal agents are hauling away the piles of backpacks, purses, baby strollers, and lawn chairs left behind when 22,000 frantic concert goers were scrambling to escape the raining bullets.